Hi, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Happy blog day. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Today, we have something a little bit eerie, a little bit spooky to talk about. Maybe a little bit of a conspiracy theory. We'll see. So I'm going to read you something, and I want you to just think about what it reminds you of. Most of you will get it right away, but just tell me what this short little quote from a book is talking about. It was a clear, chilly night in April. The largest vessel ever to float at 800 feet long, displacing 45,000 tons, was declared unsinkable by all who had seen her gliding through the water with roughly 2,500 peacefully sleeping passengers. Then, suddenly, it struck an iceberg on its starboard side while moving at 25 knots. The ship was 400 nautical miles from Newfoundland, and the ship sank quickly, and due to the insufficient amount of lifeboats, it took the majority of the passengers with it. So, I think we all know, unless you live in a box, what this is talking about. It's clearly talking about the Titanic, correct? That would be wrong. It's actually, this is a quote from a book called Futility, later renamed The Wreck of the Titan. And this book was written in 1898. But wait a minute. This is what you're thinking. Wait a minute, Emma. The Titanic wasn't built until 1909, and it wasn't sailed until 1912. That's right. Somebody named Morgan Robertson wrote with amazing similarities pretty much the entire disaster of the Titanic in a book 14 years before the Titanic even sunk, and a number of years before the Titanic was even built. So we're going to go through a couple of the differences and similarities from this amazing coincidental novella, and you can decide whether or not he was maybe in fact a clairvoyant or could see the future, or was it just a coincidence of shipping routes and building of ships construction at the time. So Morgan Robertson himself was fairly capable on board a ship. He was the son of a ship's captain, and he had extensive knowledge of ships throughout his entire life. He grew up as a cabin boy and then moved to a first mate on a merchant ship, and he knew the inner workings of a ship, and he also knew how they were built and the construction. So that's the author. So let's talk about some of the similarities between this book and the actual story of the Titanic. So the Titanic sailed in April of 1912. And once more, the book, The Wreck of the Titan, was written in 1898. So even the names themselves, the Titan and the Titanic, very similar names to begin with. Now, the passengers on board the Titanic numbered 2,228. In Robertson's book, his passengers numbered 2,177. On the Titanic, there were 20 lifeboats at the time of the sinking, and on the Titan, there were 24. The length of the Titanic was 270 meters, and the length of the Titan was 240 meters in the book. They were both three-propeller ships. They both sailed from Southampton towards America. They were both British-owned vessels, and they were both mentioned, one in the quote in the book, to be the most luxurious and largest of its time and unsinkable and basically the newest, best thing in ocean liners. So that in itself, all those similarities, you could chalk up to the fact that ocean liners at the time were all being built, you know, roughly the same way. And to build a mammoth boat, Titanic size, if Morgan Robertson had enough knowledge, which he did, of ship construction and the necessities of a ship that size, he could have gotten those stats correct and just have written about what was the norm for shipbuilding at the time. Where it starts to get a little bit weirder is that he writes in his story that the Titan hits the iceberg on the starboard side about 400 nautical miles from Newfoundland. So that's almost exactly where the Titanic hit the iceberg in terms of location on the ship and location in the water, 400 miles from Newfoundland, also almost where the Titanic hit the iceberg. Now, yes, there was a shipping route. It was the most direct route from England to New York. So it's likely that he knew about the route, obviously, Morgan Robertson, and wrote about it. And the Titanic captain, they just took that route because it was the most direct. But still, the fact that it hit an iceberg and the fact of where it hit it is just, it's just very, very similar to be considered a weird coincidence, in my opinion. Now, there are differences, obviously, between the story and what happened in real life. So he wrote in the book that the Titan capsized before sinking. And as we know, the Titanic split in two, and then both sides of the boat sunk separately. And more people survived on the Titanic than they did in the book. But there is that similarity as well, that he wrote that because the ship was considered unsinkable, they didn't need the lifeboats. They didn't need the correct number. And so his fictional boat ran into the same problem that the Titanic actually ran into in reality, where they did not have enough lifeboats for the souls that they were carrying, for the passengers. So a fun fact, another difference is the main character in The Wreck of the Titan in Robertson's book is a man named John. And John is actually an alcoholic and disgraced Navy officer who gets a job on the Titan and ends up being there when they hit the iceberg and all of this happens. Now, a fun fact about him in the book is that he actually slays a polar bear on the iceberg. And not that I've done any extensive research on the sinking of the Titanic, but I'm pretty darn sure that the survivors weren't out there slaying polar bears like dragons while they were trying to survive in the Atlantic Ocean. So you can definitely get a copy of this novella. So like I said, it's called Futility, or The Wreck of the Titan by Morgan Robertson, written in 1898. It is not that long because it is a novella. So feel free to read it and formulate your own opinions. And I just think that, I know you guys didn't ask for my opinion, but because it's my blog, you get it anyway. Mark Robertson was accused when the Titanic sunk of being a clairvoyant and being a psychic and having foretold this when he was writing his book. And he just basically told everybody that anybody who knows ships like I know ships and knows the shipping routes could have written this book. And it is nothing to do with any conspiracy or any clairvoyancy on my part. Now, I believe him. I believed that to be true. He did have an extensive knowledge and he could have predicted most of the things just based on shipping at the time. But a part of me really thinks that there's this other group of similarities, that how could he have known some of these things, some of these disastrous, you know, not enough lifeboats, hits on the starboard side, and it's an iceberg that sinks it over anything else. It's just a little suspicious to me, but I like to believe in magic and I like to believe in conspiracy theories. And I just think it's a very fun way to live. So let me know what you think in the comments or shoot me a message. I hope you enjoy this. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will see you again next week. Thanks so much. Bye.